DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL playoffs, is bringing you an offer that will help make the playoffs electrifying.
Yeah, new customers can bet $5 on any game and get $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Bubba.
New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. And it's only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 878-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, at the end of this week's podcast, we have a little talk with Chris Stapleton. Of course, Whitehorse is blowing up, and that's what we... It's funny because you'll notice, I want to call something out. In the thing, Chris thought we were only going to talk about Whitehorse. When you hear the interview later, you hear him going, what is this relevant to? Like, why are we talking about...
Why are we talking about my music?
You'll see what we're saying. It's going to be after the closing jingle.
And now... The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Just die. What was that from?
We were talking about, so this week's gold.
Just die.
Is Big D talking about, the other day I was telling you about how I had this charge that popped up. It was like $435 for a treadmill that my ex-wife had. And it's like some little monthly thing, but we paid for the year 2 years ago. Somehow it slipped through and I don't know what was going on in my life last year. I didn't even know what was happening. But then this year I see it pop up and it was like, you just got a charge for $435. I'm like, what? For what? And I go and look, it's for this treadmill's like membership thing. You pay the whole year up front. And I'm like, I don't even have, not only do I not have the treadmill, but that was for the ex-wife that I don't have as well. So I don't want to have to pay for this. So I was talking about how I wanted to get reimbursed. And Big D's like, well, just call and tell them that you died and or that Sean died and that, we need the money. That's so that it's not being used. And you said that if you use that excuse, then they're always going to give you the money back because they feel bad.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, I am not going to say that and put that into the world. That's crazy talk.
I get that.
And a lot of people freaked out, like on the air, like people, like callers were like, yeah, you never say that. Like, I don't even say, if I'm trying to get out of something, I never go, oh, sorry, my kid got sick. Because you know, as soon as you say that, your kid's going to get sick.
Yeah. But so you got out of it anyway, right?
Yeah, I did. I called and I just told them what the circumstance was. They go, okay, we'll reimburse you this in the next, and they always say 8 to 15 business days. Mm-hmm. 2 days later, it was credited back in. Nice. I was like, thank you, y'all. Y'all did a good job.
Just die.
Nobody had to die. No one had to die, so it was good.
Boy, when you really isolate it, I sound very, very violent. That's not me at all, is it? Just die. And angry. That's not angry.
Top Gun 3, I want to mention, is coming. I'm so excited. It's going to be the main actors. It's going to be Tom Cruise. What's his name? Miles Teller, who played Goose's kid.
And Glenn Powell,
which is like the other guy, kind of like the Iceman character. Yes. Of the new ones. Yeah. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a while. Like, we had to wait 10 years for the last Top Gun. And this one,
10? I think it came out in the 80s.
But I'm saying, like, when they said they were going to start doing it.
Right. But when they said, but we didn't see it. It came out in the 80s. And then we got it in 2022.
Well, that's a long time. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 10 years, sir. At a couple decades.
So who are they going to bring back for this one? Because they can't bring Val Kilmer back.
No, he died.
Right. So.
Spoiler.
Is it going to be like, what's the lady that was in this last one?
Please bring Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly is in it. So now we're going to have, what if we have a love triangle between Jennifer Connelly, Tom Cruise, and what's her name from the old Take My Breath Away love scene?
Kelly McGillis?
Kelly McGillis.
What are you even talking about?
She could come back.
What are you doing?
There was a big rumor she was going to be in this last one.
Have you seen her?
Oh, yeah.
Look at me. That's it.
Yeah. that's probably not a thing. So about that, we may want to focus on the love triangle between the youngins. Like, get some chick in there or something, right? Okay. Like, that would be the thing I'd manufacture.
And be Maverick hanging out with the grandkids.
Ew, like, I wouldn't that see be that weird? Either.
Like, nobody wants to. I mean, because he was basically pretty much retiring himself.
This is why we don't allow you around studio executives, Bubba.
Okay, so we're going to have Maverick sitting there with the grandkids.
Tom Cruise is ageless, so I'm not going to buy it even if you try to. Like, I know he's absolutely at grandparent age, but nope.
How old is he?
I think he's 60.
You're a grandparent age. I had a friend in high school who had a baby at 15, and then her baby had a baby at 15. Homa. So guess what? She was 30 years old and a grandma. Parish. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm old enough to be a grandparent at 30. What?
I remember high school, like sometimes chicks would just disappear. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
And for the longest, I didn't know why.
We had, if I'm not mistaken, we had a cheerleader that went MIA. And we
just
were like,
disappeared.
What happened? Mm. And like the rumors were swelling and all that. I never found out what really happened. I wonder.
I don't know. Do they? I don't know. I don't know. Some came back. I had some that would come back and it was fine. I mean, whatever.
Probably different now, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because really? Garrett, it was very taboo. I mean,
Garrett, you're younger than us. Do you remember, you know, girls disappearing from high school? Because
we had maybe one or two, but we all knew what was going on.
Oh, okay. You know, so. It wasn't a surprise or anything.
Yeah, rumors flew fast.
We had three teenage pregnancies in my class total. And it was very much. But that's the thing. I think it's, I don't know that it's age or generational. I think it's based on the school and based on like the town and the area.
It's kind of more the community.
Community that, you know, in some places it's like, oh, like I remember going to Ole Miss and my boyfriend who's from Alabama was telling me about kids in his class in high school that were married. And I was like, wait, what? They're sitting in like geometry with a wedding ring? Like this was foreign to me because I didn't
see. I don't even. That's crazy to me.
And I was like, the what? Like,
rednecked us,
and you're the Connecticut
person. Hey, it was my look. I don't know what I was doing dating a guy from Alabama, but there we are. And I was like, wait, what? And we went to go meet one of his friends from high school. I think it was like our junior year. And he's like, yeah, we were in high school. She got married and they got divorced. And I was like, looking at that, like we're not even legal to drink, and you have a divorce under your belt. But in his town, it wasn't, I don't know, like my town would have been like marriage. Are you joking? Yeah. What are you thinking? But it's just based on your community and what you're used to.
Wow.
And that was why I think like even the teenage pregnancies we had, like two of the girls, they were like, what do you expect from them? I'm not going to say my school was real nice about it.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you know, that's the thing. I think it depends on, you know, the area. Because some people are like, no, it happens. And you know, it's a fact of life. And then you have other areas that may not be as embracing.
That's sad, very sad. I'm
friends with him on Facebook now, and everybody's turned out okay. So,
did you find that Connecticut and Alabama are different? Well, besides that, when you guys are having conversation, like, just how long did you guys date?
We were together probably a year and a half. It was. Yeah. We. I will tell you, it wasn't even him. This was straight up when I went to Ole Miss and. My first couple of weeks, you know, you're meeting new freshmen and they do all these orientation things and you're talking to girls and like, oh, what are you studying? The amount of women that told me they were there for their MRS degree. And I was like, I don't know what field of study that is.
What is an MRS?
Mrs.
Like MRSA? Oh.
Like
right.
What?
Oh.
Was that like MRSA?
Yeah. I didn't know what that meant.
They went there just to meet
just
guys?
To get married. Yeah.
Dude, I'm doing that all weekend. What is that, like MRSA?
And then the amount of girls that I met who were freshmen and all their and they all came with rings. It wasn't boyfriends. They were engaged to dudes from their hometown that were like 29. And I go, my parents aren't going to let me near 29. Like, what? And it was just different. I'm going to say that couldn't happen in any college, but it just happened to be that I went to the University of Mississippi, and this is where I saw it.
Wow.
Yeah.
MRS degree.
It was an MRS degree.
Is that like MRSA?
Well, what is that? Like MRSA? Just die. when you got to, what was the biggest thing that you, culture shock when you got to Ole Miss?
Oh, the amount of makeup that women wore. Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then what happens? You adapt. And I came home at Thanksgiving and my friends were like, wow, you look beautiful. I was like, oh, thanks. And they're like, you have so much makeup on. Or I went to go get my hair done and the woman doing my hair was like, oh, I don't want to mess up your makeup. You obviously have somewhere special you're going. And I was like, no, this is just everyday makeup because it's apparently what we do in Mississippi. Yeah, you go. I knew girls who got up at 5 a.m. for an 8 a.m. class so they could put their hair in rollers, put the makeup on, get everything planned. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And I just, that wasn't where I came from. But I adopted it real quick.
Did you, when you got to Ole Miss, being from Connecticut, were there other Connecticutians?
Connecticutians? Connecticutters? There were 8 of us on campus. I knew 3 of them.
You had like a... You knew mm-hmm. how many people were
yeah,
from Connecticut?
Because you could, they gave you a student directory and they organized it alphabetically and then they would organize it by state. And the idea was, I guess if you, for more, let's say someone from Louisiana who went to Ole Miss, of course there were a lot of folks there, that maybe you could meet somebody to carpool with for holidays and stuff. No, but yeah, there were 8 of us from
also,
Connecticut.
Also, it's good for if you get lonely and just want to talk about home or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was the idea. But there were 8 of us. One of them played baseball. And then there was another one. I forget what he did, but I remember being friendly.
That's unusual, man.
Yeah.
To have someone from Connecticut play D1 at Ole Miss baseball?
Yeah.
That's really
his
unusual.
His last name was Bauer. I forget what his first name was, but
it wasn't yeah. Trevor.
Well, I hope not.
I don't think so. I don't know who that is.
Do you think that was the one you should have done the MRS degree on?
I don't believe all that stuff. I think he got railroaded.
Oh, it all came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all came out. And that was crazy, man.
That's another thing. But and the reason why it's so unusual is because of the weather. It's baseball is played, it's a warm climate sport. So California, Texas, Florida, of course, Dominican, they are all in the Southeast. It's huge. And
right.
It's harder because
they're like SoCal as well.
Yeah.
You said that.
Yeah, that's all right. They're,
hey, thanks for attending the podcast.
I was still looking up Trevor Bauer stuff. I was trying
to find
out.
We had Pat Sajak on the show. That's a callback.
Anyway, that's why. That's good. He must be pretty good. Just die.
Yeah, well, that was a big deal this past football season that some guy that was quarterback for the Titans who had to step in, he went to high school in Connecticut, and my little, like, I grew up in Connecticut pages were losing their mind. Like,
who was
oh
this?
My God. I don't know, one of the Titans quarterbacks? Not
Levis?
Maybe? I don't know. Who was the Titans quarterback?
Tannehill?
No, it's not Ryan. It's name.
So it had to be Levis.
I guess it's Levis, yeah, that he went to school. He went to high school in Connecticut. I think he's from Massachusetts originally.
Look at Schaefer. Schaefer came from sports radio.
I don't know this at all.
And he's like, I think he's about to call you BS on you.
I'm looking it up. I'm not going to call
him. Please call him. He was born in, he grew up in Madison, Connecticut.
There you go.
So, okay, I have to ask you this because I remember when I was in school, my teacher used to say, they would always say Connecticut. And I'm like, that's the dumbest sounding thing ever. And it's spelled like that.
It is spelled that way.
But you don't say
it. No, it's Connecticut.
Okay.
What's your question?
Yeah.
Well, the question was, do you guys ever say that? Because I had never heard, except for that one teacher. So, like, I say it now as a joke. Like, I'll do it. Oh, Connecticut? Like, just because it irks me and it's a callback to my childhood.
It is interesting you say it that way, though, because, like that old-timey... newsreel guys that the way they like that mid-Atlantic accent.
Yeah, the old mid-Atlantic thing.
Those kind of guys were like in Connecticut. And
Will Levis was born in 1999 in Newtown.
Yeah. So guys in the 1920s would actually say it that way.
In Connecticut.
So you weren't necessarily incorrect. I think it just evolved through the years.
People just stopped. It's like people that stopped saying T's. Like over the last 10 years, T's have gone away.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about newsreels in old movie theaters is kind of what they would do. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah.
Too similar. You know, it's funny because that's how people got their news. So they would go to, hey, Garrett.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Before Twitter.
We didn't have.
Before TikTok.
Tweet, tweet.
We didn't have TV. There wasn't any of that stuff. So how would people get their news? Well, they would get it through.
The radio.
The newspaper, radio, or the government would make these updates on the war, and they would play them in front of movies. And that's how people would get their, you know, their news. What do you think about that?
That's very interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
I actually, the college that I went to, there was a this theater that we had like a lecture class in, and it used to be used as like a old erotica like movie theater.
And
that idea, that doesn't make sense to me. How do people like convene to go watch that kind of stuff? I don't know.
Oh, well, before
what are
we
home
entertainment.
He's talking behind the green door.
There was a movie theater that is now a lecture hall for my college.
A lecture. I couldn't understand what you said. A lecture. I got you.
But it used to be like an erotic film theater, and that's all they played there.
Wow, like a dirty theater?
Yeah, that the adult concept theater? Of that makes no sense to me because
It's
for
kind of
obvious reasons.
It's like a private situation, you think. And now, to the war!
December 7th, 1941. No American will ever forget this Sunday morning in Hawaii. Across the blue waters of Pearl Harbor, the Pacific Fleet...
This is the actual newsreel.
I love it.
From back then.
There is peace and quiet in Honolulu. There's a hope for peace in the heart of all Americans.
Oh, this guy's swagger.
In the words of the President of the United States, but his last message to Japan's emperor falls on deaf ears.
Ooh.
Grim silence is the reply.
Ooh.
No outward sign reveals what may be the nature of the Mikado's answer.
Mm.
In Washington, Secretary of State Hull continues peace negotiations with Japan.
And you know he's got
Nomura.
A cigarette in his hand right now.
Yes. And this, he's got another one in an ashtray smoking.
Yeah. And I just imagine there's a chick across the room in a... And when those nylons
with the across the room
with
what?
The seam up the back.
Up the back, yeah.
The pencil skirt.
She's got
the shoulder pads.
But dames aren't allowed in the newsroom.
Her hair has the curl, the pin curls.
Really?
And she's
red.
Got the little hat affix.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and a little piece of lace in front.
Yeah, she's got the veil.
Yeah. I gotta know what it was called.
Already the yellow men have unloosed their bombs.
What?
Planes sweep the Waikiki district.
What did he say?
He called them the yellow men.
Wow.
Japanese.
I mean,
oh my gosh.
I mean, and this was like part, this is part of our history.
Yeah.
This is part of world history, part of our country's history. It's wild. I mean,
swiftly, the United States Air Force gets underway for interception or revenge.
But that's what happens when you know, surprise attack us. We're going to call you.
Surprise,
things.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Just die. I remember. Hey Carson, did you remember? I was like, we were talking to Reba, and I did that whole surprise, surprise, and it like she was like, I don't know what you're talking about, and like everyone in the room was like, I don't know what you're talking about, D. And now you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about now?
No.
Oh, you still don't know?
No.
Oh, it's the British talk show host who she goes. It's her intro for her show. And she goes, surprise, surprise.
Dude, I'm fine.
Surprise,
surprise.
Really? And people took it on TikTok and Insta, and it's just used as almost a reaction.
Her name is Cilla? Cilla? Bubba, I got it. I got you.
I got it. Cilla Black?
I got you, brother. Come on, man.
Okay. You're going to play it off your phone?
No. I just sent it to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to hit this right here.
Cilla's surprise, surprise song. So, yeah, on TikTok, like people would be like, hello, stop a second. So they'll be like, what's a setup? Give me a setup, Carson.
My man told me that he was sick, so I showed up at his door with chicken soup.
Surprise, surprise. Or when my husband shows up early from work and I'm sitting on the couch with bonbons watching TV. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise.
What? Like, that's a thing?
Yes.
If nothing is impossible, but you believe
your eyes, if the unexpected brings a smile. This is a real thing.
Yes.
This is not a parody. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And this was a thing?
Oh, here we go, here. Oh, no, she goes back into it.
Well, it's time to say goodnight again for this week, and I'd like to say a very big thank you to everybody who's taken part in the show, especially Gordon Burns.
We get really caught up in dumb things, man.
We will be back next week with lots more surprises. So until then...
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise!
Maybe I have seen that. Okay. Now that I'm kind of like, I don't have a TikTok. I am one of the few people.
Don't?
No, I don't. Oh. And I do technically, but I don't follow anybody.
But it's
on
all
it.
Over Insta, too.
Well, that might be where I've seen it.
Okay. Have you guys seen
But I haven't even been on Insta in. I go on literally to share the videos that Garrett will send, and then usually I'm right off. I just lately I've just kind of checked out of social media.
Good for you.
I put my phone down a lot now at home. I just put it on, like right now it's on the charger behind me. I put it down and I just don't hold it. I don't touch it, whatever. I do have my Apple Watch that says, you know, you have something coming in. I'll look and I'm like, okay. It's
but
a text.
Even that's
I'll get
different.
To that
that's
later.
A notification.
Are you guys following Harry, the little kid? He has the I forget the disease that he has. It's kind of Benjamin Button, whatever that was.
He is aging in reverse.
Well, he looks like this. He kind of that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he's 18, but he kind of looks like he's 35. I don't know. I'm thinking of backwards. Anyway, he's the best, and he's really into dinosaurs. And so his mom started doing these videos where he would talk about dinosaurs, and it's taken off. He's this past week he was on the BBC on their radio show, and when you listen to how he talks, it's so good. Listen, also my phone, Bob. I'm sorry. Back in seven.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Harry, and this is one of my toys I've got.
Dude, press pause just for a moment.
Yeah.
Are you serious? That's his voice?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this.
Oh, God, it's the best.
I'm going to watch this.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Oh,
I love interesting things.
Kathy and I were talking about him the other night, and she was like, "If he should do like narrations for all kinds of I would watch that.
Yes.
All right, here we go. He's going to tell us about this dinosaur.
Well, it's a Dunkleosteus.
Oh.
And it was the largest fish of its time.
Okay.
Well, the Dunkleosteus is streamlined and it's shark-like, and it has an armor-plated head... And a face only a mother could love.
Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, based on its ferocious appearance, you might be surprised to learn that Dunkleosteus actually lacked any proper teeth. But don't let that fool you. Instead were two sharp, bony blades that could slice and that could crush and slice almost anything.
Dude, I would listen to him all day.
How old is he?
He's 18. He's 18. His name is...
Speaks so well.
Yeah, it's that
well,
British.
It's British.
I know, but okay, but there's no ums. There's no stumbling. He's saying big words.
Yeah, he's great, man.
You don't know his last name, though?
Like, yeah.
I want to find him because I don't... Like, again, I'd have to find him on YouTube as somebody would repost that or something.
So he's down... His mom's account is called SOP Harry Zero. I don't know why you would do that, but... But she wasn't expecting to get like this video. This has 11 million views. This has 2 million views. This has 8 million views.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I enjoy watching him, man. It kind of, I don't know.
I'm looking. I can't find him. Dang it. Like if you find out, can you please let me know? Because I want to, I would
Instagram or something?
Yeah.
I don't know that they have an Insta too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think that. I think,
well, that's probably why I haven't seen him.
I think they just
him.
Have. He just does.
Anyway, so he's blowing up. So that's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And this thing, you need to get on it, man. It's fun.
What, TikTok?
Yeah.
I did. Man, whenever we first started our Big D and Bubba one, and I first did that, and I was like, oh, man, this is a time suck.
If I
open the app, it's a half an hour minimum.
Oh, minimum.
Yeah. And I just stopped. I need my time.
Yeah, that's good. Well,
no reason other than that. Now, again, friends of ours are like, yeah, if you get TikTok on your phone, you might as well just throw your phone away because you have lost all privacy.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, we.
But you have it?
I have it.
So all your privacy's already gone.
Yeah. Well, I downloaded it
before.
But
now you're not using it?
No, and I just don't use it. Well, I don't use it because not because of the privacy thing, but because of the time suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I should do that.
But see, the thing is, I'm not relevant. Like, you know, surprise, surprise, you know all that. I don't know that. Yeah. You know Harry talking about dinosaurs. I don't know that. That's why I love listening to our show, because I get informed.
But you were out at dinner, and somebody recognized you from TikTok.
Yes, that was the weirdest. Mm-hmm. That was the weirdest. Hey, that's that guy from TikTok.
It wasn't even radio first?
They didn't know. No, they did not. Yeah, it's weird.
Wow.
How old was the person?
Maybe 20, 21.
Yeah.
A guy?
No.
A girl?
Yep. Well, it was a guy. It was a guy and a girl. I don't know.
Was it a guy? No.
Yeah, it was weird.
Did I ask you, is it a girl? Like an idiot.
Good job, D.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to.
Is it on?
Oh, it's
yeah,
no. You know.
Is it off?
Oh, is it off?
We've been getting recognized for the radio thing forever, you know, but it was just weird to see that from TikToks.
Was it raining? No.
No.
Oh, okay. Was it
just die?
Is it not raining?
Oh, my gosh. I got a message from an old friend of mine, Kelly. Hi,
How
Kelly.
How old is she?
Well, she's my age. So I was going to say that we go way back, but thanks.
You're the one who called her old.
Yeah. Well, so no, my friend Kelly went to Ole Miss together, and I guess she found our podcast and is now making her way backwards through it.
Yeah, we get a lot of this.
So hi, Kelly. Yeah.
459 episodes. Some people listen. They'll listen to this episode, 459. They'll go to 458 and so on and so forth. I suggest you catch the new episode this week, and then you go back and start listening to old episodes. Start from episode one. See the evolution and the story of the shaping of the country. It's very interesting because there's a lot of weird little callbacks that happen throughout the podcast, things that you'll never get unless you heard some of the early episodes.
For instance, the gold that you played.
Like,
just die. That's called a gold.
Yeah, and we go into – there's a couple episodes that are dedicated to golds.
I can do that every day. Golds to me are it's like surprise, surprise. It is, there's something about it, and it's a psychological thing with us people, humans, is we like the little clips, the little, it's why my baloney has it. It's the same principle, but it's just in little forms and then it's discarded.
My favorite one right now. Can I pet that dog?
That's your favorite now?
That's my favorite right now. Yeah, I love that.
And what's weird is that's old.
Yeah.
But really I didn't see it for the first time until a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh. And that's crazy.
But that's the thing. I'll go back and listen to old segments of the show where it'll be something from 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm like, I just discovered that now. Because for whatever reason, now it just got into the algorithm and just got in front of me.
In November, I got diagnosed with diabetes. So they put me on the pill to kind of regulate the diabetes. And I've lost over 40 pounds since then.
Heck yeah, I was one of the early Ozempic people.
Because he has the diabetes.
The diabetes. Boy, they're really cracking down on that. They're trying to stop people from using it for weight loss.
Don't screw it up.
That gets my favorite, actually. I think about him more than I should.
Really?
Yeah. Don't screw it up.
The longer you let it hang, the more of the wild taste you get out of it. Mm-hmm.
Talking about eating squirrel.
Yep.
Oh, I thought that was the lecture hall.
That's been since I got here, yeah. Yeah.
People can't say fiancé, depending on where they're from.
Fiancé.
That's a weird thing.
Fiancé.
Like, man, some people, fiancé. They throw.
Well, it's the same as saying, what state? Hey, D, what state are you from? I'm from Tennessee. It's not Tennessee, it's
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my sweetheart a stick cup.
You know exactly what she looks like.
Oh, yes.
Saw her. I saw her. Man. Yeah.
Did you mean to do that?
Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't seen that one.
You got to watch that one.
I don't know that
Dude,
one.
Dude, you have to watch that.
It's a gun instructor at a shooting range, and he has a misfire. You know, trigger discipline is a big deal. He has his finger on the trigger, and he ends up shooting...
The ceiling.
Yeah, but it barely misses his face or something.
Yeah.
And
it's a revolver.
And the student goes, did you mean to do that? And watch what he says.
Did you mean to do that?
Yeah.
And then he acts all weird, he just realized what happened. Yeah. And then, I don't know how you would find that. There should be so if there was a show that just had all these and gave you the little story behind them.
Yeah, I think it's called MTV now.
Oh, is that what they do?
those episodes of ridiculousness is kind of the same
I've
thing.
I've never watched. Is that what
is? You're missing nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
See ya, bye.
Have a guy. Bye.
Have a guy.
What did he say?
He meant to say have a good day.
He said
have a guy.
See ya, bye.
Have a guy. Bye.
No, he says have a good day. Just says it really quick.
I hear
have a guy.
Have a guy. I do.
Hmm. Well, but that's like the Jimi Hendrix, excuse me while I kiss this guy type of thing.
Yeah.
That's right. I am a legend.
High score guy.
That's right. Hey guys. Guys, listen now.
Government shut down my computer.
Dude, did you hear that, Carson, the other day?
I guess not.
Oh, high score guy called and he's like, I lost all my points. Why? What happened? The government stole my computer. They broke into my computer.
Shut him down.
And they shut. It was either the government or Facebook.
God, that was so
great. That's right. I am a legend.
So great.
You got him. You got Frankie.
How
Ray.
Is Babby formed?
Oh, Babby formed.
How is Babby formed?
That's old school internet right there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
that's
was
early.
Like, yeah.
That's dial-up.
When I was doing our best of shows over the holiday.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. There are hundreds. And okay. Hundreds of Frankie Ray clips.
Oh yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, there's a stretch where Bob like couldn't put him on fast enough. Like he, you know. And people love him. He's great. But he can get old quick.
Yeah. I didn't have him on for a while doing some of our programming, and then people would be like, "Where's Frankie Ray? Where's Frankie Ray?"
Yeah.
I gotta give the people what they want.
He's likable. I do that one too a lot.
I can't hardly move. I got one leg.
How about the one the lady called and she's like, yeah, well, my husband, you know, such and such, but he can't go by the school. He can't. Oh. He's got to stay 50 feet from the school or something.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And it was quiet. And I go, oh, God.
Well, I have that somewhere. Hold on.
She's like, well, we can't do that because he's got to stay so far away from a school. And like, we didn't get it. We're like, huh? And then it finally dawns on us. Yeah. And we're like,
Oh, man.
First you were like, huh?
Huh? Huh? Huh? Okay. That's a good one, too. Going to jail now.
Oh, man. I can't find the
how many do you
one.
Think we have of those?
Oh, my
gosh.
Here's a great classic Peter Kosan.
I am so happy.
One of the best people ever, and that's really him happy.
That's him.
That's about as much you're going to get out of Peter.
Yeah.
So, I tell you, Peter sent us a Bubba and I a picture over the Christmas break of him at a gun range shooting with his family.
Oh.
They had family gun range day.
Can you believe that? I was like,
didn't expect that.
Really? Oh, no. Okay, New York City. I didn't think they even had those in New York City.
I can't.
Next
well,
thing
they might.
You know, he's eating paste picante.
The New York City, the
well
gun
done,
range.
Carson, that's good.
That's
good.
Get a rope. You remember that?
Yeah, you had to tell him that. Whoever said that again, just tell him that.
Oh, that's the best. Just tell him that.
Yeah, you had to tell him that. Whoever said that again, just tell him that.
Oh,
okay.
what he said.
Hey, Carson, do you know this one? You can call me anything you want, but don't call me that. No.
What is that from?
Has that not come on your TikTok?
No.
Some guy in a boat, some redneck guy. He's blitzed. You can call me. You know, I just did it. But that was it. It'll pop up. Hopefully your phone will just picked up.
Yeah, yeah. I bet now it'll be served.
I've heard that
we connected. We collected OKs for a while.
Oh, mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Yes, my favorite.
Okay.
That is from, play the game. The game is de-identify the okay.
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 That is from I'm John Dacre.
I'm John Dacre.
Do you know John Dacre?
No.
Oh, man.
Gary, early you know John
internet,
Dacre?
Early internet was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Kids.
The lady at the piano for John Dacre. You can find it. Just get on YouTube later after the podcast or whatever and just search John Dacre.
I've been at the First United Methodist Church for 35 years now.
Okay.
And give me another okay.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. I think it was just a listener.
It was just a caller.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
It was a telemarketer.
Okay.
Oh, that was old Tim. Remember Tim? Tim from Caswell.
Oh, yeah. We haven't heard from him.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still with us, sadly. No.
Okay.
Oh, that's she's my favorite. That's my favorite.
Okay.
Okay. If I stump you, do I get water park tickets?
Oh, that one's in here.
No, yeah.
We got a lot of great ones.
You got? Have you got a card?
I'll look
okay, I always have to call.
Hold on, let me see.
Easy.
Does Tesla see dead people?
Bro, your Tesla sees dead people.
Did you know that?
It does not.
So if you're taking a Tesla and you have the screen on and you're doing the little thing where it's driving, where you can see like what's on the screen, it will... If you drive through a cemetery, it pops up ghosts where there's nobody standing around.
You see people.
You see the dead people.
Bro, your Tesla sees dead people.
It's freaky.
I said that is a UFO. Thank you.
Thank you.
I like that one.
I like you. Thank you.
Everybody's survey.
I didn't hear that.
They were doing a survey. We were doing extremely easy questions where we called, and it'd be like, what color was Napoleon's white horse? Obviously, the answer is white to the rest of us, but other people, no. Yeah. Auburn? Anyway, so we got through talking with him. Okay, thanks, bye.
Everyone doing a survey.
He was just so happy.
So now it looks like we may get more snow than we thought.
Really?
Uh-oh.
The latest model run for Monday all show snow late Sunday. This is for Nashville. We're based in Nashville.
If I stump you, can I get some water park tickets?
Do you remember Dadgum Lady?
Oh, yeah. Dadgum Day Lady.
I played some of that while you guys were out with Dadgum Lady.
Did you?
Yes.
Yep.
It was unbelievable.
Have a Dadgum Day. You having Dadgum? I forget what she said now. Yeah, so it looks like late Sunday night into Monday, cold enough to stick. I still have reservations about promising anyone anything at this range. Timing, intensity, amounts still to be worked out. But most of the models are showing 1 to 2 inches. Oh, okay. Hmm. 1 to 2 inches in Nashville will shut it down.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's the actual snow isn't the problem. It's the refreeze that comes after. So the day after the snow, when it melts, then
it's
it
not
refreezes.
Melt. There's not going to be no melt. No, yeah. It won't be
for a while.
Above. Not till Thursday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we had a storm here, I think it was in 2021, that actually dumped like 6 inches of snow down on the ground, which was the most I'd ever seen at one time here in Tennessee in like 20 years.
What's the most snow you guys have ever seen?
At one time?
Yeah.
16 inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Feet. Several feet.
But I haven't
Lake
lived
Tahoe.
In it.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of one storm, the most I've ever seen is 16 inches.
Dude, I remember when I first moved to Lake Tahoe. Driving down the road, all of the street signs, when you're going up the mountain and everything, all of the street signs are like 25 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
And you're like, why in the world would they put the signs so high? And then winter happens.
Yes.
And then you have these tubes of snow that you have to drive through, and the signs are way up top. And it's like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine that he was the best man at my wedding. He lives in Rochester, New York, and 7 feet one time. 7 feet.
When I lived in Syracuse, Buffalo got nailed in October, and they got 6 feet overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse was 55 degrees, just 2 hours east.
Wow.
And it was, it was crazy. And I mean, Syracuse gets nailed, too, but it was just the weirdest thing that with that lake effect snow is how it...
Lake effect snow joke.
Snow joke.
Snow joke.
Yeah.
Sounds like Granny from Tweety Bird.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, we have a bunch. We connect. I keep saying connected. We collected yes and yeses as well.
Yeah. Yes.
And here's Blair.
Yes.
Oh, man. Some That's great stuff. Good. I wish I could find. There's a couple of them that I anyway.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
Chris Stapleton on.
Chris Stapleton, yes. For those of you who are listening on a podcast app, we have Chris Stapleton and a cool little interview with him. You get to hear the thing we were talking about at the beginning where he's like, what are we talking about? Why are we talking about this? That whole thing. You can check that out as well.
Just die.
Right after the closing jingle.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
And
on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Just die.
Just die. It is Vanderbilt University's pride, Chris Stapleton.
Hardly. Their most famous dropout.
How many semesters did you do?
I did a full year there.
Oh, okay. And you did engineering?
Yes.
What kind of engineering?
How is this relevant to what we're supposed to talk about?
Well, because it's very, I mean, White Horse could be White House. I mean, depending on what kind of engineering you're doing.
Yeah, Chris.
It was biomedical engineering.
Ooh. Wow.
Dang, dude. Okay. Why are you so smart and hiding this from everyone?
What makes you think I'm hiding it?
Oh, wow. Well, oh, see, Bubba, yeah, why do you think he looks dumb?
I would have a little medal. I would just be
what
like,
are you saying?
I would just, I'm like, man.
I did a year at Vanderbilt. That's what I would have. I'd have a card that says I did a year at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that's kind of like, I don't know. That's kind of like I started the race and didn't finish it.
Well, you nah, still.
But you know what, man? You followed your dream. Like, you're like, you know, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm good at. And, I mean, look at you now.
I didn't know that at the time. I just knew I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't know of any other biomedical engineer students from Vanderbilt who have Grammys.
Yeah, I don't either.
There might be one. I don't know. I don't want to say there's not.
There's not. Never Chris, what are you talking about? There's not. There's, what are you doing?
So is it true that White Horse is actually an old song that came from the Lone Ranger movie?
Well, sort of. The truth of it is, I went in to write. It is an old song. I went in to write with Dan Wilson in Los Angeles. And, you know, as you do, I walked in the day like, hey, man, what's on your mind? He said, well, they're looking for songs for the Lone Ranger movie. And I don't think either one of us necessarily had an in or a request from that movie to write a song for it. We were just being songwriters, you know, kind of putting it into the universe.
Maybe, yeah,
you know?
Right.
So, it wasn't like we wrote it on the White Horse's on the Lone Ranger's dime or anything.
Okay.
But yeah, we wrote it from that directive that we gave ourselves, and then this was the song we came up with.
That's so amazing. I'm glad you guys wrote it, and I'm glad that it finally found a place to kind of rear its head, and you know, it's a great song.
So, by the way, did you get to meet when you were doing the new NF Monday Night Football stuff? Did you get to meet Snoop?
I had met Snoop before. We didn't cross paths in the course of that, but I had met him briefly backstage at Willie Nelson's birthday.
Oh yeah,
90th birthday thing out at the Hollywood Bowl.
He's sharper than people realize, isn't he?
Oh man, I would call him a genius. Both musically and from a marketing perspective, he's a real deal.
Yeah,
he knows his brand. I think that's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I fell for that "I'm not gonna smoke" thing anymore. Did you see that?
I think I heard about.
Well, he came out and he says I'm giving up smoke, and I was like, what? And I was like, oh my God, I get on the air and like Snoop Dogg's not smoking anymore. And then I was like, oh no, it's for some kind of smokeless. What is it? Like
he went a whole weekend where everybody was talking about him giving up smoking. And then it was like some gummy or some kind of patch or something.
Yeah, it was like a little furnace, a little that you that didn't have smoke that you could heat up your. Anyway, I thought.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah, like a backyard thing. Yeah.
All right. So we got
Happy New Year, guys, by the way.
Happy New Year to you. But you got any
hello.
You doing all the resolution and stuff?
All the you know, I didn't make one. How long do you have to make one? Do you have to make it on New Year's Day?
No. You can do it at any time, I think.
Okay.
Is there anything?
At that point, it's just called goals, right?
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
I have a goal for you. I would love to hear you and T-Pain team up in 2024.
Yeah?
Hey, listen,
T-Pain has been coming out, like, showing off his real voice.
Yes.
And he's been covering your arrangement of Tennessee Whiskey.
Which is hard to do.
It was very hard to do. And I would like to see that happen.
I'm not going to say no necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't know him, and I don't know that we've ever met, short of maybe walking around backstage at some, you know, multi-genre award thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think he's a talented guy and certainly have a lot of respect for him.
Well, make sure you have the album Higher from Chris Stapleton. White Horse is on there, and it is killing. It's awesome. Such a good song. Chris, we love you, man. All the best, and good luck on those New Year's goals. I'm a fan of that. I'm going to start saying that.
We'll dream them up, and I'll share at a later date, man.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
See you, Chris. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.